الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad and to protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, remaining are just a few days that will pass in the blink of an eye. Then the month of repentance, mercy, goodness, abstinence, generosity, and blessings shall come to us. Remaining are a few days that will rapidly fold away. And then, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, the best of all months, Ramadan will come. O slaves of Allah, the month of Ramadan is a month the pious people await. Men and women await its day and nights to perform more acts of worship therein. Fasting the month of Ramadan is a great worship. The following Qudsi hadith, narrated by al-Bukhari, is sufficient to show the merit of Ramadan. كُلُّ عَمَلِ بْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, which means, the reward of every good deed is multiplied by 10 up to 700 times, except that of the fasting. It is usually done in sincerity and will be multiplied by as many times as Allah wills. Fasting the month of Ramadan is among the best acts of obedience, among the greatest deeds, and one of the most important matters of Islam. This is ascertained in the hadith reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, which indicates that Islam is based on five important matters. The Prophet counted fasting the month of Ramadan among them. The integrals arkan of fasting are two. Number one, to make the intention each night to fast the following day of Ramadan. And the second, to make the intention, making the intention at night to fast the following day of Ramadan means to have the intention in one's heart to fast during the night preceding the fasting day, that is, after the sunset and before the dawn of the following day. Sometime during that time, the person must make the intention to fast the following day. This must be done each night for the following day of fasting. As related by Tirmidhi and Nasa'i and others, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا صيام لمن لم يبيت النية, which means fasting would be invalid if one does not establish the intention at night. The intention is in the heart and does not have to be uttered with the tongue. If the menses or the postpartum bleeding of a woman stops at night, then she must intend to fast the following day. The purificatory bath, al-ghusl, is not required for her to start fasting, but rather to start praying. The intention for fasting a day of Ramadan must take place during the night preceding that day. However, the intention for fasting and optional fasting is extended until dhuhr time. And the second integral is to abstain during the time from the dawn until sunset from inserting any substance into the head or the body cavity through an open inlet, excluding one's pure tahir saliva while still inside the mouth, and to abstain from sexual intercourse inducing vomit and apostasy. The fasting person must abstain from taking into his body cavity any substance from an open inlet, whether this substance is food, drink, or otherwise. A person's fast is invalidated if he intentionally inserts such a substance during the fasting day, while remembering He is fasting and knowing that it is unlawful to do so. The open inlets of the body are the mouth, nose, anus, vagina, and the like. Any substance that is absorbed by the pores of the skin does not invalidate the fast, because the pores of the skin are not considered to be an open inlet to the body cavity. The Muslim must abstain at all times from committing apostasy, that is, committing any type of blasphemy which takes him out of Islam, wal-iyadhu billah. Apostasy invalidates fasting even if one returns to Islam immediately afterwards. After returning to Islam, one must abstain from eating and other invalidators of fasting during the whole day. Moreover, one must make up the invalidated day or days of fasting after Ramadan. Finally, we ask Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the one who does not resemble the creations, to facilitate for us fasting the month of Ramadan and to benefit us with the blessings of the holy month of Ramadan. Ameen.